Allah might allow the unjust person some leeway, some time, but Allah will always eventually take him. And when Allah takes him, Allah grabs him by the fist and does not let go. Thumma amma ba'd. Ibn al-Qayyim mentions that one of the most powerful and noble verses in the Quran is Surah Ali Imran, verse 18, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises himself and the angels for testifying to the kalima. The verse reads, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah testifies, La ilaha illahu. And the angels testify. And the people of knowledge testify. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes all of them. The description, the adjective is, they are standing for justice. Qa'imam bil qist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equates standing with justice with the kalima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the concept of fulfilling justice, of being fair, of being equitable, of making sure there's no injustice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equates it with the kalima itself. And in fact, O Muslims, we all know justice is important, but I feel that many of us, we haven't reflected on the status the Quran gives to justice, on the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the concept of being fair, of being just, of being equal amongst people, regardless of their background and circumstances. Allah mentions that He created the creation in order to establish justice. Look at the beginning of Surah Ar-Rahman. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He talks about creating the creation, teaching Adam how to speak. He talks about the heavens and the earth. And then, وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. Allah says, and I also made the scales of justice so that nobody acts in an unjust manner. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that He has sent the prophets with one of the primary causes to establish justice on earth. I repeat, Allah sent the prophets, of course, for Tawheed, but for what else? To establish justice. Go read the Quran, Surah Al-Hadid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانَ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. We have sent the prophets. We gave them miracles. We gave them the books. And we also taught them the mizan, justice. Why? لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So that all of mankind, they act in a manner that is just. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarizes the entirety of the religion of Islam, the entirety of the call of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says, فَلِذَٰلِكَ فَدْعُوا. Call the people to this call of Islam. وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. And be firm as I have commanded. وَلَا تَتَّبْعَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Be firm to the book of Allah and say to them, Allah has commanded me to be just amongst all of you. وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. The command that Allah has given me, the obligation I have is to establish justice amongst all of you. And Allah praises the Prophet Dawood in the Quran because Allah says, Ya Dawood, inna ja'annaka khalifatan fil ardi fahkum bayna nasi bil qist. O Dawood, we have appointed you to be the Khalifa on this earth. So what is the responsibility of the Khalifa? Why has a Khilafa been established? What is the goal of establishing the laws of Allah on earth? Why? Make sure you deal with the people with justice. Inna Allah ya'muru bil'adli wal-ihsani wa-ita'i dhil-qurba. This verse we end every khutbah with. The world, every khutbah given in this world, it ends with this verse. Inna Allah ya'muru bil'adli. Allah commands that everybody be just. Justice is one of the primary commandments of why Allah sent this religion down, why Allah revealed the books, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers. And O Muslims, realize that justice is so important that there is no obligation between any two people that trumps the reality of justice. Justice is more important than any other haqq. any other right, any other obligation. Read the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, قُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Stand up for Allah and be witnesses to justice. And then Allah says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And make sure, if you hate a person, make sure that hatred does not cause you to act unjustly with this person. Allah is saying, even if somebody has done dhulm against you, even if somebody has wronged you, you do not have the right to wrong them back. You cannot go beyond what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed you. And Allah warns you, make sure your own hatred does not cause you to act in a manner that is unjust. اِعْدِلُوا, be just. هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. That is the essence of being muttaqi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ. O you who believe, stand up for justice, witnesses to Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and وَلَوْ عَلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. Even if that justice be something that you have to testify against yourself, or even the rights of your own parents. There is no right in Islam that is bigger than the right of the mother, than the right of the father. There is no haqq, there is no maqam between two created beings that is higher than the maqam of the mother and father. But there is a right that is not between two people, and that is even higher than the right between son and mother, the right between father and daughter, the right between brother and sister. What is that right? Allah says, stand up for justice, even if it be against yourselves or against your mothers and fathers and close relatives. There is no concession given when it comes to justice. Treat everybody the way that they should be treated, even if it is against the interests of your mother and father. But if they have done something unjust, then you must stand with justice even against your mother and father. What greater example is there of the reality of justice in this dunya? And we learn this from the Quran, from the seerah, from the lives of the sahaba. So many instances, we can go on and on. We all know in the seerah so many instances that demonstrate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to treat people the way they deserve to be treated, even if it be against family and friends. In the famous story of one of the noble ladies of Quraysh, she had done a crime, and the hudud, or the punishment, was going to be implemented against her. So they tried to get a person whom the Prophet ﷺ loved, and that is Usama ibn Zayd. They tried to say to him, go and make shafa'a, that you know, this is a noble lady. This is a very high lady. She has power. She has wealth. Maybe just for her, let's not apply the punishment against her. And so when the Prophet ﷺ heard this, he became so enraged. His face was red. He called the sahaba to the masjid. He called a special meeting to teach them the reality. When you apply only to the poor, when you apply justice only to the unprivileged, this is not justice. Justice is to everybody. He called all of the sahaba and he said to them, I swear by Allah, if my own daughter, and he mentioned her by name to drive the point home, Fatima binti Muhammad, if she were to have stolen like this lady has stolen, I would have applied the law against her as well. What greater call is there of the importance of justice? In the seerah we learn that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent one of the famous sahaba, Abdullah ibn Rawaha, he sent him to take half of the taxes for the Yahud of Khaybar. That was the treaty they had done with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Half of the produce would come. So when Abdullah ibn Rawaha came to the Yahud of Khaybar, they gave him a sumptuous meal. They treated him like a royal, and then they handed him a bag of gold, and they kind of winked and they hinted that if you can make a concession, you just don't give half and whatnot. Abdullah ibn Rawaha, that famous sahabi who became a shaheed after this, Abdullah ibn Rawaha stood up in anger and he said, you dare to bribe me to act in an unjust manner? Listen to me, O Yahud of Yathrib. He said this, wallahi, there is no one more beloved to me on earth than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there is no one more despised, especially after what you have done, than your own people. And yet still I will treat you with utmost justice, not one penny that you would not have taken, I would have taken away from you, because this is what Allah has commanded us to do. And when they saw Abdullah ibn Rawaha's commitment to justice, they said to themselves, this is why they have been given victory. This is why they have gotten where they have gotten, because they are standing for justice. And this is the reality of all of the great Sahaba, of the Khulafa al-Rashidun. Why do you think Allah blessed them and the later people were not as blessed? Why do you think their generations did more conquests, even though militarily they didn't have what the later generations had? They didn't have the training. They didn't have the weapons. They didn't have anything that later generations had. And yet still, the defeats of the Roman Empire, the defeats of the Persian Empire, the expansion of Islam, it happened under their watch. Why? Because of their justice. So many anecdotes that are authentically narrated in our books. Once Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, A large piece of cloth had come from the Romans, and it was a very fancy cloth. The Arabs couldn't produce at that time. So he divided it equally amongst all of the people, and he got a share as well. But that share wasn't enough to make an entire garment. Next week, Umar ibn al-Khattab is giving the khutbah, and lo and behold, from that cloth, that unique cloth, he has the entire garment of a thobe. One of the people stood up, and he said, O Umar, radiallahu anhu, fear Allah, you have acted unjustly. He said, what have I done? They said, look, that garment you distributed, it was not enough to make a cloak. It was not enough to make an entire qamis. It was just to make a shirt. You have a thobe. How did you get more than the rest of us? And Umar ibn al-Khattab said, where is my son Abdullah? Abdullah said, here I am, ya abati. He said, stand up and explain to them. Abdullah said, oh, so and so, I gifted willingly. I gifted my father my share of the cloth. That is why he is able to make an entire thobe. And so the man said, in that case, you have acted justly. I swear to you, O Muslims, I swear to you, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, imagine this, one piece of cloth, and the Sahaba said, you're acting unjustly. They're monitoring. Look at our rulers of today. One cloth, billions of dollars in their pockets, looting the entire country for their families and whatnot. And this is, people are not, they're not able to even speak like that Sahaba spoke. One cloth, and the Sahaba put him in check. Where did you get that from? You're supposed to have justice amongst all of us. And he agreed, and he explained, and he said, this was a willing gift that my son gave. I didn't force him. It was not something I acquired that is not my right. I am the same as all of you. This is why Umar ibn al-Khattab's reign was blessed, and then we don't have that now, even though our armies are bigger, our weapons are mightier, but there is no Umar radiallahu anh establishing justice. We can go on and on. Ali radiallahu anh, it is a well-known incident in our books of history that somebody broke into his house, stole his armor. He had a very nice armor he would go to war with, and he was very hurt at this. He loved the armor. One day he's walking in the souq, and he recognizes his armor. He sees it is being sold by one of the Yahud of Kufa. He becomes angry. He goes, this is my armor. How did you get it? And the man said, no, this is mine. I bought it. He says, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to take you to the judge. And Ali was the Khalifa, and the judge was appointed by Ali. Shuraih was his name. Shuraih al-Qadi. And so Ali radiallahu anh took him to the judge, Shuraih. Shuraih is a tabi'i. Shuraih is he's not a companion, but he's a scholar. Ali radiallahu anh, you know who he is. And Ali radiallahu anh said to Shuraih, oh Shuraih, this is my armor. You know it as well. This is my armor. It's recognizable. And this man had it. It is stolen. He stole it. And Shuraih said, do you have two witnesses? Ali said, are you asking me for witnesses? This is my armor. I am Ali, the son-in-law of the Prophet. I am Ali radiallahu anhu. You don't trust me? He said, I believe you, but I have to judge with justice. I believe you, but I cannot judge based upon my belief. I know you're telling me the truth, but unless you produce two witnesses that somebody stole and you know this person stole, I cannot give the court ruling against you. And Ali radiallahu anhu could not produce any evidence in terms of the two witnesses. And so he said to the merchant, he goes, this is yours, even though I know Ali is telling the truth, but it is yours because I have to judge with justice. When the merchant saw this, he said, by Allah, it is stolen. But I could never imagine that a Khalifa of the Muslims will actually be ruled against, and a merchant of another background will be ruled in favor. This cannot happen except with a religion that is from Allah. And right there in the court, he said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah." This is what you call justice. Justice, treating people the way that they deserve to be treated. From the seerah as well, what is Hilf al-Fudul? What happened in Hilf al-Fudul? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, along with the other Sahaba, along with the other nobles of Mecca, agreed to establish justice on the people of Mecca. O Muslims, realize that justice is manifested at every single level. It is manifested amongst our family, amongst our children. We treat them equally. It is manifested in the corporations, how we treat our employees. It is manifested amongst our family and friends. It is manifested in a societal level. At every single level, strive to establish justice. And know, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala remarked, that justice is so beloved to Allah. And he says, look at history to prove his point. Justice is so beloved to Allah that Allah blesses a kingdom. Allah blesses a nation that is kafir but applies justice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises a kingdom or a country that is Muslim but does not have justice. He says, look at history. A country or a kingdom that is fair and just, Allah will bless it in this dunya. In this dunya. For the akhirah is another thing. In this dunya, that country, that kingdom will be blessed. And the country that is Muslim, the kingdom that is Muslim but does not establish justice, where the rich get away with crimes, where the nobility can do things and the peasants are charged, that kingdom, that country, he said, it will never flourish in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Muslims, realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands for justice and loves the people of justice. Of the verses in the Quran that Allah mentions those whom he loves, one category, and there's only 14 categories. One of them, inna Allah yuhibbu al-muqsitin. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muqsitin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the people of justice. And in the hadith, seven are the people who will be sheltered on that day when there is no shelter other than the shelter of Allah, and one of them is the ruler who establishes justice. O Muslims, examine your own life. See if you're treating anybody with injustice. See if there's anybody that has any grudge against you that is a legitimate grudge. The famous scholar Sufyan al-Thawri remarked, if I were to commit 70 major sins between me and Allah, it is more easier for my conscience to deal with than one minor sin that involves injustice between me and another person. Because I can ask Allah's forgiveness and I will expect Allah's forgiveness. But how about between me and that other person? How will that happen? 70 major sins between me and Allah, it is easier for my conscience to deal with than one injustice against another person. So beware of any injustice. Beware of transgressing rights. Establish justice in your private lives, in your social lives, in your extended family and friends. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you for this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with nuzul the Quran, and he make us of those who his verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. Ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask him, for he is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah al-wahid al-ahad al-samad al-ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad wa ba'du. Injustice can take place at all levels. It can take place in the secrecy of your house. It can take place in inheritance. It can take place and nobody knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all injustices are evil. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of injustice, for it will transform into grief and darkness on the day of judgment. اتقوا الظلم فإنه ظلمات يوم القيامة. Beware of ظلم, because it will come into ظلمات on the day of judgment. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you know who is the bankrupt person? They said, Ya Rasulullah, the bankrupt is the one who doesn't have enough money to pay off his debts. He goes, no, that is your bankrupt in this dunya. For me, the bankrupt person is the one who will come on the day of judgment with good deeds that are going to the mountains. حسناتك الجبال. Good deeds, you can see them all the way to the mountains, but he has backbited one person, stolen the money of another person, hit another person, taken the rights of another person, and every single one of them will ask for their reward. So all of his deeds will be given away until nothing will be left and he will be remain bankrupt. That is the bankrupt person on the Day of Judgment. Between him and Allah, ibadat. Between him and Allah, salah. Between him and Allah, Quran. Between him and Allah, he thinks he's pious. Between him and the creation of Allah, nothing but injustices. And O Muslims, of the greatest of injustices are that which takes place in public, when everybody can see, when an entire group of people are treated unjustly, when the rights that are due to any human being are stripped away from a person because of their background, because of their skin color, because of their race. Justice does not care about religion. Our Sharia commands us to be just with the Muslim and Kafir. It doesn't matter. With the enemy and the ally, it doesn't matter. It commands us to be just even against the mother and father. It doesn't matter. So then what do we say when we look at the reality of what is happening in Gaza, where the greatest injustice of this generation, an entire group of people, 75 years, 3 to 4 generations of being dispossessed, of being misplaced, of being thrown out of their lands, of being deprived of every single right that any decent human being should have, and the world watches and does not do anything. And now we see for the last year, and we are now commemorating, we should not say commemorating even, because it is a somber and a sad and a tragic reality. A year has gone by, and the biggest genocide of our lifetimes, more children have been killed in the last 12 months than have been killed in the last decade on earth. More children have been killed in Gaza in the last year than the entire world in the last decade. What greater injustice is there? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in particular when it comes to children, Allah says on that day, what is the Day of Judgment? When the baby will be asked, by what crime was this baby killed? وَإِذَا الْمَؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Of the greatest injustices is the killing of people, the bombing of people. Why is Fir'aun cursed in the Quran? Why is Fir'aun considered to be the worst human being who ever lived in the history of mankind? This is what the Quran says. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَدْخِلُ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. The worst punishment of any human being, of all of human history, will be given to Fir'aun. Why? Because his injustice was against an entire people. He displaced, he tortured, he murdered, he killed babies. This is why Allah called Fir'aun the worst criminal in all of mankind. It is ironic, it is tragic that the people whom Fir'aun did this against, their children, their descendants, are adopting the tactics of Fir'aun. They have learned from the very person who did what they did against him, and they are now enacting the exact policies of Fir'aun against innocent people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never allows injustice to flourish. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah might allow the unjust person some leeway. Allah might allow him some time, but Allah will always eventually take him. And when Allah takes him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet uses a metaphor, Allah grabs him by the fist and does not let go. The qabd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let that person go. O Muslims, there is no doubt that the injustices we are seeing, Allah will demonstrate his reality. Justice always prevails on this earth. There is no doubt that Allah will bless the people who are suffering. Allah will bless those who are fighting against injustice. Human history teaches us this. Who are the greatest rulers, even amongst the non-Muslims, even amongst those who don't believe in God? Who do they look up to in this country? The biggest, the greatest president was Abraham Lincoln. Why? Because he stood up for the rights of the African American slaves, and he fought his own country to establish justice on earth. He divided his country. He went to war with his own people, and at the time, even his own people called him a traitor, called him a divider, called him a disunification, and now look, he is considered to be the greatest of all presidents. Look at our recent history. Which leaders are there that are considered to be the greatest leaders amongst all of mankind? Martin Luther King Jr., once again in his lifetime, he was considered to be a traitor. He was considered to be an agitator, and yet now he is considered a hero. Why? Because he stood up for justice. Nelson Mandela, perhaps the most respected and admired leader leader in our generation in the last 50 years. Why is he revered? Because he stood up for justice. Every one of these people in their lifetimes was called a terrorist. Every one of them was considered to be an evil person. The media, the politicians, the people thought that these are all agitators. Do not ever doubt the truth and the promise of Allah. Allah's promise is always true. Injustice will never flourish. Tyranny will never be rewarded. Allah will judge in the hereafter. But even in this world, Allah's truth holds firm. And the people who are treated unjustly will be given dignity even on this earth. And those who perpetrated injustice, the tyrants, the regime changers, the apartheid fascists, those who killed innocent people, it doesn't matter their izzah right now. It doesn't matter their purchasing of politicians and their control of the media right now. All of this is temporary. Allah's sunnah will be established, and these very people will be shamed. They will be humiliated. No one will respect them, even in this dunya, much less the akhirah, when they will meet their faith. So the question is not for the future. The question, and with this I conclude, when we understand justice and the importance of justice and why, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prays justice, the question then, what are we doing to establish that justice? Not just in our lives, but amongst the Palestinian people after 1 year has gone by. The battle, Allah will win it. There's no question. But what have we done to be a part of the battle? What have we done to be on the side of truth, on the side of justice? Because in the end, that is why Allah revealed this religion. That is why Allah sent the prophets. That is why the books have come down. Let us stand with justice. Let us never get tired. I know a year has gone and some people, astaghfirullah, shaitan is coming and saying 1 year has gone by. They feel a sense of fatigue. But understand, it's not just about Gaza. It's not just about Palestine. It's not just about Ard al-Muqaddas. Even though these are all important, it is also about the reality of standing for justice and standing against injustice. And that is linked to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that will never change until the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to stand up for the truth and justice. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la tadana'a fi al-yawmi dhanban illa ghafarta, wa la hamman illa farajta, wa la daynan illa qadayta, ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا عسيرا إلا يسرت. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه وجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.